Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is our prayer day, and we're also going to highlight the huge conference that is coming to Bellarmine, Texas, which is entitled Built to Last. And I'm going to have to explain that to you. But we want to pray today. As I was listening to the introduction of the ministry, the Lord says, do not neglect prayer. And so what we're going to do is we're going to consecrate ourselves and pray. And we are going to also pray for whatever the Lord puts on my heart to pray for, because we want to make sure that we cover every prayer that is needed. And then afterwards, I want to engage you in a brief synopsis of our main event, which is the 114, and it's entitled Built to Last. And this particular conference will be held in March, and I do not have a date for it as of yet. But I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. And the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Before we go into prayer, I want to play, and you already know the song, a song entitled He is Faithful by Miss Karen Showell. And I also want you to look her up on Facebook. But more important than that, I want you to really think about this song, about how faithful God is. I have so many testimonies and so many stories to tell about how God has always come through for the things that he has promised. And I want you to know tonight, before we get into this, before we pray unto God for things that's going on in the world, I want you to know that usually the recommendation for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is after the ministry. But I'm going to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you right now, wherever you are, whether you're someone who's just coming on for the first time, or you've been here for many days, or you're already saved, or you're thinking about becoming saved, or you don't believe in God, and that's totally fine. But I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you, and I want you to not only listen to the beautiful voice that you will hear, but I want you to listen to the words, because I cannot stress how important it is. And I get on here all the time and say the same thing about the importance of having and building a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I guarantee you that it will change your life. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and play Miss Karen's song, He is Faithful. And I want you to really think about this and really think about drawing closer unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, I love you so much. You've been so faithful to me.
In my moments of
every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true.
by Miss Karen Chilwell, and God is faithful. He's faithful, and he always, always keeps his word. Let us go into prayer. We're going to consecrate ourselves in prayer, and then we are going to go into the prayer that the Lord is going to give us, and we're going to pray, and we're going to pray hard. And the reason why we're going to pray hard is not only because we're in need of prayer, but it's because a lot of things are going on, and we just need to pray. So whatever the Lord puts in my mind to pray for, that's what I'm going to pray for. But first, we're going to consecrate ourselves, and then we're going to transition into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, as we come as empty cups unto you, that you consecrate our hearts in anything that is not like you, but you remove it from our hearts and our minds, Heavenly Father, so that we may focus on you 100% and more, Lord, so that we may hear your voice, so that we may see your glory, so that we may understand your grace and your mercy, so that our hands may be able to kinesthetically touch those things in which you would have us to touch, and so our feet will walk into the paths in which you would have us to walk, and so our eyes will see the things that you would have us to see, and our ears will hear your voice, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us this day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father, just to be and just to have a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We ask, would you crown this particular head from the top to the bottom, Lord? We ask, would the wisdom come from you, Lord? We ask that we not add or subtract anything that you are giving unto us. We ask that, we ask that we continue, to do your holy and righteous will. we need a pause break. Okay, that we continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to be the sounding brass that you would have us to be? Would you help us to continue to do your holy and righteous will? Would you clear this throat of mine so that I may be able to speak and finish this broadcast? And would you bless these allergies that are coming upon me, Heavenly Father, because the word is still going to go forth no matter what. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to help us and bless our hearts and our minds and our souls, Lord. We understand and realize that you are God of provision. You're God of glory. You're God of majesty. We understand, Heavenly Father, that everything you do has reason and purpose. Everything that you do has a place. And we ask, would you bless us to walk into our destinies in the name of Jesus? Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to just be all that you would have us to be? Would you help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord? Heavenly Father, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular broadcast in a particular manner to be the broadcast that you would have it to be? Help us, Heavenly Father, just to continue to keep on keeping on. And Lord Jesus, if there's someone who is having difficulties, whatever they're going through, Lord, whatever storms of life they're going through, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you rescue them? We ask if there's anyone who's angry, would you pause their behaviors and help them to think so that they can make a wise decision? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be the people that you would have us to be? Would you continue to help us to surrender? Would you continue to help us to just do your holy and righteous will, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus as we transition to our regular prayer. We ask that we pray for all of those prayer needs and all of those concerns from each and every person all over this land and country. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you lift us up, Heavenly Father? Would you build us where we're weak, strengthen us where we're torn down, Lord? Heavenly Father, we know that you understand our hearts and our minds. You understand everything that we do and say. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you just help us to continue to be obedient? Help us to listen to the word, your word, Lord, so that we may be able to dispense the word of God to the people. We ask, would you continue to bless the people to have energy and zest for the word of God? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you Father, would you remove those distractions, the allergy attacks, Lord? Would you remove those in the name of Jesus, where that we can seek your, so that we can seek your power, and so that we will be into the presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to remain in the race? Because many times we get tired and we want to just stop like the turtle did, Lord, or like the rabbit. And Lord, you said in your word that we must keep pressing towards the mark of the highest calling, and the highest calling is of you, Lord. Now then, when we transition into our prayer, Heavenly Father, from the consecration prayer, we ask that we continue to bring the anointing with us, Heavenly Father, to help us to pray for each and every person who needs to be prayed for. We ask, would you pray for ourselves as well, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're just asking, Lord, would you bless each person all over this land and country, whatever health element they have, whatever element that is running rapid, Heavenly Father, within the United States and all over the nation. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bind those spirits, Lord Jesus, because nothing on this earth can overpower you. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever it is, whatever spirit it is that is over the people, that is causing people to become ill and not feel well, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bind whatever spirit that is, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless each person, Heavenly Father, each person who goes off to work, bless them as they travel down the dangerous streets and highways all over this land and country, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are missing, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who have been found. Would you restore their lives into a normal life for them, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our youth all over this land and country? Would you bless those who have passed away, Heavenly Father, for whatever reason, Heavenly Father? We ask, would you bless those who are caretakers of those children, who have patience? And we ask, would you continue to bless us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord? We ask, would you energize our bodies and our minds so that we can continue to press on and be the role models that we should be for our children, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you just help us to continue to keep on keeping on and continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, would you bless our eyes to see your glory? Would you bless our ears to hear your voice? Heavenly Father, as we go about with this 114 program built to last in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that would you bless each participant, each person who comes to be empowered and uplifted and to know who you are. We ask that you bless our hands and everything that we touch, Heavenly Father, to be anointed and glorified and to be successful, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless everything that we hear, Heavenly Father, to be that that would edify and uplift the kingdom of God, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless educator all over this land and country and those who work in schools and those who work in hospitals, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who work in hospitals with deadly diseases and deadly illnesses, Lord. We bind those spirits in the name of Jesus today, Lord. We bind those things that cause other people to become ill and pass or perish away, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you remove those spirits, Heavenly Father, whatever it is, Heavenly Father, would you remove the spirit from the atmosphere, Heavenly Father, so that people can begin to revitalize their lives and live again so that people can begin to experience their second wind, the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to look up to you, from which cometh all of our help, because we know and realize that all of our help cometh from you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bind any distraction that would hold us back from hearing or seeing who you are, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the love of Jesus' ministry to go higher in the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the victories you've given us, Heavenly Father, because we know that without you, we can do nothing. And we know that we are nothing without you, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to remain humble and continue to help us to give unto people and to serve the people, Heavenly Father, and to give the word of God in which you have asked us to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless anyone who's going through a storm, anyone who's coming out of a storm, and anyone who is on the verge of going into a storm. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them in a particular manner, Lord. Each person comes to you as an independent vessel, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you examine their hearts and minds and give them the things that they need, Heavenly Father. If they are too afraid to ask, we ask, would you give them the spirit of courage. If they run away, we ask, would you give them the spirit of comebackness, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to have higher standards and be uplifted. We ask, would you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Continue to touch them and heal their bodies, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give their family peace that surpasses all understanding, and would you help them to become better people for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, now as we begin to transition over to our particular main event, which is 114 Built to Last, we ask, would you bring out your vision and the revelation of God as you have shown unto me, Heavenly Father, in private. Lord Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular program, Lord, because this particular program, as the revelation says, Heavenly Father, will uplift and establish relationships, and it will help us to become better people, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person in advance that is already there, Lord? Would you bless each person who speaks that's already there? Would you bless each person who's in each seat, each child, each adult, Heavenly Father, each person that we know, those that we don't know, in the name of Jesus, Lord? We ask, would you bless this particular ministry, this program? Would you bless the host, the guests, everyone who comes on the ministry? Would you bless not only this ministry but other ministries as well, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for blessing us and taking care of us. Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And you have to pardon me, my allergies. My allergies kind of attacked me as I was trying to pray unto God, but we made it through. And that's a victory. Amen. That is a victory. I want you to continue before we transition into our Built to Last main event. Continue to pray for everyone in the hospital who's going through any type of illness. Just continue to pray for everyone. Pray for health. Pray for wellness. And we're going to bind those spirits, whatever spirit this is, that's causing havoc and disturbing communities. We ask in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, be bound. And so we want to make sure that we're praying unto God and we continue to trust in God. And don't get too distracted about what's going on. Don't get too distracted about what you hear, because God says that just as the Israelites and just as the people experience famines, he says things will come, but things must go as well. And the Lord wants to get our attention, and he wants us to know that he's on the throne. He wants us to know that he's the only one that's able to do everything but fail. He's the great physician. He's the great I am. And so when we have distractions in life, such as things going on, diseases that's affecting many people, then we must pray unto God, and we must seek a higher power, which is God, and we must ask God to keep us and maintain our bodies in wellness. And we must understand and recognize who is over us, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so anytime that there's things going on in the world, God says, be not of the world. He says, be not concerned with those things. He says, this is a way to get the attention of people. And I guarantee you, and I told you this a couple of weeks ago, I said, the Lord knows how to get our attention. And he does. And so we must be mindful and we must be prayed up. Amen. God says, you know, when you go and get a flu shot so you won't catch the flu, then it's also imperative that we get a little Jesus, amen, so that when the storms of life come, we're able to sustain those storms of life, amen. I feel an encouraging word coming on after this particular ministry, but I want to get into our main event, okay, and our main event is entitled Built to Last, and the numbers that are significant in this particular main event is 1 and 14, okay, 1 and 14. And as I was sitting in the study room and I was praying unto God and asking God, you know, about the title of our project in March, which is actually our conference, youth conference, God gave me this. And I want you to get a sheet of paper because we're going to talk about this 1 in 14 up until the day of this event, because the Lord says that we are grooming people before they get to the destiny, before they get to the answer. We're grooming people. The Lord says any time that we run a race, okay, this is the rationale as to why God gave me this title. He says any time we run a race, he said we must work out. We must build up. We must obtain endurance, right? And so that's what we're doing. We're obtaining endurance until March, okay? And then we're going to have more endurance after March. But I'm building you up. God is building us up. And God said the title of his event is built to last. That's the title. And I want to encourage someone, because I want to tell you what the Lord spoke, and I'm not kidding. And this is going to be proven as well. Anything I tell you that comes from the Lord can be proven. That's how you know it's from the Word of God. That's how you know it's not made up. Okay? With Built to Last, God says that each person born was built to last. The Lord made us for a purpose. I want you to put purpose. I want you to put Built to Last, because this is the title of our workshop. And under Built to Last, I want you to put purpose. Okay? The Lord spoke today, and he says purpose. Purpose is very important. He says each person that you see, each person that you encounter, whether they're ordinary people like me or extraordinary people, you know, each person that we encounter has a purpose, right? And the Lord says the purpose is that we're built to last, okay? He says he gives us homes and he gives us shelters for when the storms come, the physical storms. He gives us jackets and clothes to cover up our bodies when it gets cold or when it's too hot, right? God gives us all of these things. But with this particular main event, the Lord is going to give us things that will help us in life. And it's a training. What do you do if this happens? And see, what happens, what the Lord is showing when we talk about built to last, is a lot of people do not last because they're not built to last. They don't have any endurance. He says we're sending our kids, right, to school, and we're sending our kids to different places, college, to church, when they're playing in the streets, when they're walking the streets. We're sending them out, first of all, without a purpose, and second of all, they're out of shape. I want you to put out of shape. The Lord says out of shape. This is the reason why. This is the reason why people are perishing. People are leaving because we're out of shape. Okay? And this is a way I explain it to my young people, but to those who are more mature and know the Word of God, when we talk about out of shape, he says people are out of the will of God and they're not built to last. He says any time that you go out of your way and you do extra as far as walking all the way out of your will, he says it's very tiresome, right, and frustrating trying to find your way back. And God says that in life we're going to make those mistakes because we're not perfect people. So while you're on your way back to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he says he wants to make sure that we have enough endurance to make it to where we're supposed to be. See, what God showed me today, and that's why I believe that this particular workshop is so powerful, is a lot of us are out of our element. A lot of us are walking. We're just walking or running every day, right? And we think our purpose is to live life and to do whatever occupation, whatever we're doing. But God says a lot of us are also out of the will of God, and we're frustrated, we're tired, we want to give up. And we can see where we're supposed to be, but it's too far away. And we don't have enough endurance to make it. And that's what's so special about this program, is that the revelation of God is going to show us, and you notice I said us, how to get back on course and how to make it. Some of us have a short ways to go, and some of us have a long ways to go. And the Lord says that we are built to last. That's why he tells us to put on the full armor. He says we're built to last. We shouldn't break. We shouldn't be so fragile. He says we are built to last. And so when you think about love and when you think about 114, built to last, I want you to think about, I'm just coaching you. I'm training you. I'm getting you ready for this huge conference that's coming to town. And I'm telling you what the Lord showed me. It's going to be a huge conference, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even going to expect what's going to happen. I'm really not. It's going to be a huge conference, and it's going to be beneficial to many people, many people. So this particular event, That's why the Lord gave me Built to Last. He says we are built with a purpose, right? And he said we're built to last. He says we may be in, but we're not going to break. Okay? And I want to encourage y'all today. And I want you to think about that. We're going to even get T-shirts because I want each and every one of you on my team, on God's team. Every day you wake up, I don't care what your occupation is, if you're a stay-at-home person, if you have to work, whatever it is, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. And I want you to say, you are built to last. That is going to be our main topic. When you are built to last and when you have endurance, you can run and run and run. And you're going to get tired. The Bible says that. That's proof. The Bible says that we're going to run. Right? He says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Right? And so the Lord is saying that since we're built to last, we're going to renew our, we're going to get tired. Yeah. We're going to get tired, but he says, but we're going to renew our strength. So that's why we have the Built to Last, because we all have a purpose. And many of us are out of shape. And because we're out of shape, we're not built to last. And this conference that's coming, ladies and gentlemen, I am preparing you for the biggest conference in Bellmead, Texas. I am getting you ready for the endurance part of it. I'm going to only have the opportunity to have you for 4 hours, and it's going to be a power packed conference. 4 hours to share with you what the Lord has given. And this is not going to be something where it's very scriptural and it's like church. No. This is going to be a system that the Lord has given to help our youth, to help the communities. Okay? So I want you to know, 114, Built to Last, we all have a purpose. You have a purpose for being here. If you're depressed, understand you have a purpose. Find your purpose. Pray to God. That's how you know where your purpose is. If all the doors are shut in your face, don't give up. Okay? Don't give up. God has a purpose for you. You were built to last. You are built to last. So if every door is shut, that means that you might be out of the will. You might be out of shape. You might need to get in shape. That means you might need to get back in the will of God. Okay? Because everybody has a purpose. If things are going wrong constantly, that means you're out of your realm. That means you're out of shape. And so we have to get you back in shape and get you back on track. Okay? So that's the title of our conference. The phrase, I will survive, and if you go to my Facebook page, you will see that. I will survive. The Lord says, the main event, 114, Built to Last. Since we are built to last and we have a purpose, God says you will survive. Because we are building you up for this huge conference, okay? And we're really focusing with our boys on systems for when they're 1 to 14 and our girls from 15 to 30, right? There is a statement entitled, I Will Survive. And why will you survive? We go back because I was built to last. And I'm going to ask you this in the conference. I'm going to ask the adults and I'm going to ask the children. I'm going to say, why are you going to survive? And everybody's going to say, because I was built to last. That's my conference. Built to last. Okay? And then finally, when we talk about I will survive, there is what the Lord showed me last night. There is a such thing as a second wind to life. A lot of people correlate the second wind to sports, right? And you do receive a second wind. That's when you're tired. You know, you're running a 400 and you get to the 200. And, I mean, it's like the monkey jumps on your back. Then you run a little bit further to 300 meters and you start feeling that kick. You get your second wind back and you're able to run. You're able to go to the finish line. You finish and you look back and you're in first place. Oh, my goodness. My second wind kicked in. God says that is the type of workshop we're going to have. That is what this program is. He says you're starting out because you're built to last. There's hope. He says there's a purpose for your life. Then he goes on to say, I will survive. How do you know you're going to survive? Because I'm helping you, because I'm coaching you through this process. That's what this workshop is about. I'm building up your endurance for this workshop. I'm giving you the skills that you need before you even get to the race, right? I'm your coach. I'm telling you what the Lord is saying and what he's speaking through your life. I'm giving you encouragement, right? I'm giving you I'm giving you a sneak preview of the conference itself, right? I'm telling you to write down things because the Lord is showing these particular things. And so I am coaching you before we get to the race, okay? So that's why you're going to survive. That's why there's life and hope in our youth, you know, between the ages of 1 and 14. That is a very critical issue, but you're saying my son is 15 years old and my son has a felony. Or my son was caught with drugs. Okay, it's not too late. These systems right here are built to last. And I'm going to keep going back to that. The system, anything that God gives, and God is speaking right now, God says that his word will never return void unto him. That means his word doesn't expire. I chose 1 through 14, ages 1 through 14, because statistics says that that's the critical point. And the Bible says that the one represents independence on God, right, or dependence on God, and the number 14 represents unity, right? And so that just makes sense. We're built to last, even if your son is 16, right? God says that's what God is talking about. He says we're out of shape. He says we're out of the wheel. We're going to have to go back. So you may have to use some things that you would use with a six-year-old to help your 16-year-old, right? But that's between you and God, right? So you're built to last, so therefore you're going to survive because I'm coaching you, because God is coaching me and I'm coaching you. What better teacher can we have than Allah? What better teacher can we have than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, okay? And I'm going to be training with you. Then finally he says, we will receive our second wind. We get tired. Let's be honest. Let's keep it real. Okay? Throughout life, sometimes we get tired. Right? And sometimes we don't feel like running. Sometimes we don't feel like doing things. But God says that this is the time. He said this is a 114 experience. He says this is a time in which you're going to get your second wind and you're going to finish strong. We only have so long on this earth, ladies and gentlemen. And each day of our life is a race. Each day of our life is important. And we must get in shape. We must. God says that we are built to last. He says because we have a purpose. He says, and because you have a purpose and you're built to last, he says, you're going to make it. You're going to survive the streets. You're going to know how to tell the cops, I didn't do it or I did do it, sir. You're going to understand what the second wind means, that you messed up, but God is a God of another chance. You notice I didn't say second chance because God gives us many chances. This workshop, ladies and gentlemen, the 114 built to last, is going to be huge and powerful. And I'm going to help you along the way, through the help of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, prepare your mind for this particular workshop. We're not going to sugarcoat anything. We're going to be very honest because our youth are our biggest investments. We used to get away with saying our youth are the youth for the future, but our youth are the youth now, you know. And so we must make sure that we're doing things that will last. Only what we do for Christ will last. And this is for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is going to last. We have to save our young men from the streets. Likewise, we have to teach the public servants how to approach these young people. Okay? And when we talk about survival, survival doesn't mean retaliation. I want you to write that down. The Lord says a lot of our young people die in the streets because of retaliation. They die in the streets because of disobedience. And some of them, at least 5 to 10%, are just innocent people, right? So when we talk about survival, these young men that you see on the streets who's being shot and killed, right? There could be some type of retaliation, okay? Some type of retaliation, not so much of this police officer did something to me, but my experiences with police officers, that could be a retaliation, right? Some of it could be disobedience. Your parents told you not to go, but you went anyway, and this is what happened, right? So we're going to look at all that. But God says that he's going to give us another chance. He's going to give us a second wind. The thing I didn't tell you, I want you to do me a favor, okay? I want you to write down built, B-U-I-L-T, okay? And the number 2, and then L-A-S-T, built to last. What I didn't tell you, I want you to circle the 2. And we're going to do this actually in the workshop. With that particular 2, I want you to put Father and Son. Then I want you to put on the other side Mother and Daughter. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So you have built to last, and you circle the 2. You have Father and Son on the left side, Mother and Daughter on the right side. Okay? All right. The Lord says that just as you see 2 groups, you see a father and son, and you see a mother and daughter. He said there is, in between, I want you to look in between, he said there is a wall, right? He said there is a wall, okay? And because there is a wall between father and mother, there is also a wall between your children, okay? Whatever wall that is, a wall of anger, all right? With this particular built to last, what we're going to do is we're going to form escape paths. I want you to just kind of draw like a road, 2 lines, 2 parallel lines under each, under the father and son, okay, and under the mother and daughter. Built to last is nothing more than a place of refuge in order to break the walls of chaos. Okay? The Lord says we're going to have storms, but we're still built to last. He says that sons are going to get upset with their fathers. He says, but we're built to last. He said mothers are going to get upset with their daughters, but we're built to last. Daughters are going to get upset with their mothers. He says, but we're built to last. People are going to be upset with people. He says, but we're built to last. And so this conference, ladies and gentlemen, as you're looking at the figure, as you're looking at it in your mind, is nothing more than forming escape routes to success. That's all it is. Putting you back on the right path, because there is a wall that is blocking your peace. There's a wall that is causing chaos, right? Not only in the home front, as we can see in this particular picture, but also different places that you go, because there is a wall. And that's why it's very important that you understand that we're built to last. There should not be one person, and I'm going to say this as the Lord is putting this on my heart. There should not be one person who is not in contact with their mother and fathers, or the adults or the guardians, whomever. There is not one person. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we begin to teach people how to come out of those walls and how to start walking in their destiny. No one can go anywhere. There's no place to go, no place of refuge, because we have so many walls built. And because we have so many walls built, if you look at it and draw an arrow from your son down, okay, and I want you to put a wall. Okay, if your son is walking and he sees that same wall, what is he going to do? He's not going to have any place to go, right? So frustration builds up, right? And they try to find the easy way out. The easy way out is taking shortcuts, which leads to a life of trouble, right? Because we're not exposing their paths, okay? Look at the daughter. You have a daughter over here, right? She's built a wall at home. So what does she do? She go out, right? And so she see that same wall. And most females are more emotional than males, right? So her emotions play a lot on what she does. So this particular daughter who has no way out, right, who feels helpless and hopeless, right, she has a 50% chance of trying to harm herself. Okay? It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you attend this Built to Last conference. It's very powerful. I'm just amazed at what God is doing. I'm going to continue to obey God and promote this particular workshop. But there are a lot of things that I didn't know, such as that figure that the Lord just showed me about the father and the son and the mother and daughter, and how there's a line, how there's a wall between even those pairs, right? And then how we fail to show the children a better way out. All they see is the same brick wall, dysfunctional family. All they see is drugs. All they see is profanity. All they see is a lack of participation, parental participation. That's all they see. So when they see those familiar things, they get frustrated, they get angry, they get tired, and they start taking shortcuts as young men. And whatever shortcuts those are, that gets them to stop thinking about that situation, they do it. And usually, sometimes it's drugs, it's alcohol, it's joining gangs, and things of that nature. So we really have to make sure that when we're dealing with our youth, that we allow them to be built to last. And right now, at this particular time, I'm coaching you. And I'm helping you to build up your endurance. We're going to have, as I said before, an adult section and then the male and female sections. That's what we're going to have. Okay? Let's move on. Some of the struggles that we're going to highlight, and we're not going to sugarcoat anything. Some of the struggles that we have with our youth consist of academic achievement. The African-American population, if you look at the data, and I'm going to have a report for, I'm going to try to do it for Texas first, since I'll be in the central Texas area first. If you look at the data, there's sub-pops or groups who are below expectation levels in reading, math, and science. I want you to write down reading, math, in science. I'm going to give you this when you come to the conference, because through knowledge you will understand what you really need to practice or help your child with when they're at home. The main three subjects is reading, math, and science. Okay? Reading, math, and science. Academic achievement. Number two, there are a lot of struggles because of disobedience. Disobedience to not only adults, but to authority. Disobedience to the word of God. Okay? That's a struggle. Number three, communication. A lot of our youth that we see on the streets, they run from cops because they're afraid. It's a fight or flight thing. They're afraid. We need to teach our youth and our people how to communicate. We really do. Communication is very important. That's a struggle. Then number four, devalue of education. And it doesn't mean that you down-talk education when your children are at home, but it means that we don't make it a priority, you know. Breathing is a priority. We have to breathe in order to live. Education should be a priority. It really should. And education should come before play. So we're going to have to prioritize. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to prioritize some things so that we can give our youth a couple of new looks at life, because they are built to win. Okay? Last but not least, I want you to think about Psalm 1 and 14. And it's a Psalm of David. And it says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." The Lord says that that particular verse, Psalm 1 and 14, right, is the opposite of this workshop, right? There is a God, right? None of us are perfect, but God says that we're built to last. We can survive, and we can regain our second wind to make it through, okay? I want you to do me one last favor. I want you to draw a circle, okay? Just draw a circle for me. All right? Within this particular circle, what I want you to do is I want you to write whole, and that would be W-H-O-L-E, all right? The whole person or the whole child. I want you to put whole person and whole child. So you're going to have a circle, and you're going to have whole, then you're going to have person and child, okay? This is what the Lord revealed to me. I want you to draw a line from that circle out, okay, just a straight line. And I want you to label that spiritual, right? About 4 inches away, I want you to draw another line, and I want you to write teaching. About 4 inches away, I want you to write education. About 4 inches away, I want you to write success. Okay? All right. Now, Built to Last is a workshop in which we are forming the whole child and whole adult. Many people will say, you know, I'm this age or that age, and it's too late. Some people will say, my son is 17 years old, he's already in jail. You know, it's too late. And it's not. Right? And that's why God says that we were built to last, we will survive, and we can also obtain our second wind. And that's why the numbers 1 and 14 is so significant, because we're going to depend on God. And since we're depending on God, right, then we can turn over a new leaf and have unity, which is number 14. Okay? So I don't want you to think that God's grace and mercy has an expiration date or a particular age, or that we're not built to last because we're imperfect, because we really are built to last, okay? So you have spiritual, you have teaching, you have education and success. I want you to look at spiritual, and I want you to write God. That's all I want you to write. When you look at teaching, I want you to write home, okay? When you look at education, I want you to write future. And when you look at success, I want you to write your name. God is saying tonight that we need to give him some of our time, okay? He's saying that teaching starts at home, and he says that we need to read our Bibles more to understand the will of God. Teaching is not only Jesus teaching his disciples, but his disciples also took the initiative to learn from Jesus by coming unto him. So God says that you need to come unto him, but it must start at the house, all right? Then he goes on to say that we must be educated, not only in the church, but in the school as well, because in the future, God wants our freedom to be successful. You put your name, because in the future, God wants and put your name to be successful. So God says he's asking for some of your time. He says, and you have to be a studious student and want to come to him to learn. And he says that starts at home. That's why God says pray in your secret closets. A lot of people think that they need to go in the closet and pray. God is saying that you need to start, we need to start at home. Charity starts at home. He says you need to start at home praying, right? Then he says after you do that, he says get educated, get wisdom and knowledge. He says now that getting, get an understanding, right? And so when you go to school, your job is not to be the class clown or the comedian. You can do that once you graduate and make money for doing it. He says, but your job is to learn, because we want to make your future. We want to make the future for our freedom successful. Okay? So I want you to really think about those elements that the Lord just showed. He wants some time. He wants us to learn and come unto him through the word of God. Right? And he wants us to get an understanding because he wants our Frida to be successful. Okay? Put your name there. All right? And I want you, as I said before, I want you to look yourself in the mirror every morning until March. Every morning. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to experience some storms. Ladies and gentlemen, your children are going to experience some storms. Right? Whether it's being hard-headed, disobedient, getting in trouble at school constantly. We're going to experience some storms. And you're going to have to be built to last. Okay? And I want to be very clear because I have some people who say, but I'm sensitive. Any little thing I'll cry about, or any little thing bothers or worries me, the Lord says you're still built to last. He says you'll bend, but you're not going to break. There are going to be some times in which you're going to have to shed some tears. Okay? But God says you're built to last. He says you're built to last. And I tell everybody this same story when my niece passed away, when she had cancer, when she passed away. The hardest thing, the hardest challenge that we could face, you know. And God reminded me, he said, you're built to last. You're going to bend, but you're not going to break. And you have to remember that. Why? Because we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This conference, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know how to stress it enough, is going to open up the world to new things. And when I'm talking about the world, I'm talking about people. We have to people up and coach them so that they can be built to last. Any great coach, right, talking to my sports fans and my athletes and my young people, any great coach would train their players, their runners, all season. They don't have a special season. God says your storm doesn't have a special season. He says your storm comes when you least expect it. Your storm comes any time. He said, but when you're in the Word of God and when you've been coached by the great I Am, he says you are built to last. That's what he said. And God had to remind me of that a few years ago. I put you here for a purpose. And because you're going through this storm, you're going to be built to last. You can make it. And that's what people need to hear. We're going to help people who are depressed, people who are suicidal. They need to hear that. If you know somebody who's just down, I dare you to tell them that phrase, you're built to last. Because some people have to be reminded, because the storms of life sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, as the Lord is revealing, hits us so hard. And it's not just ordinary people, it's everybody. Storms of life just hit you so hard. And you ask God, you forget about the built to last, you ask God, will I survive? Will I even obtain my second wind? And God looks and says, but you're built to last. Why? How do you know? Because I put you here for a reason. God sends you to a place that you're very unfamiliar with, right? And it's a blessing in disguise. You're upset. You say, Lord, I can't do this. I can't make it. And he said, guess what? You're built to last because you got a purpose. I want each and every one of you who's listening, I dare you to tell yourself that every morning. I guarantee you, miraculous things will happen. You have to believe in God. You have to believe that you have a purpose. You have to believe that you're built to last. You have to believe that you're going to survive no matter what, and that God is going to redeem you. He's going to give you that second wind where you can finish the race because your eyes remained on the prize. Very powerful, very powerful concept. God says your conference will be entitled Built to Last. And I want to leave you with this as the Lord is revealing this. The Lord says when he was hanging on the cross, tears filled his eyes. was crying a river. And as he hung his head and died, right, he knew that he was built to last. God says that we're not going to be hung on a cross. He said, but the storms of life can almost take us out of here. He said, but just as he was buried, symbolically, he was buried, he says he rose up that third day. Why? Because he was built to last. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no storm in life on earth that can take us out of here without God say so. And God is saying right now that we're built to last. You have to know that. You have to believe it. This is going to be a very intense workshop, but it's going to be a real workshop. Our youth are in trouble, especially our young men. They're in trouble. They have anger. Some have anger issues. Some are just in chaos. And some don't know which direction they're going. You have a wall built up in some households. You have a wall built up between the mother and daughter, the father and the son, the mother and the father, the son and the daughter. You have a wall built up. I'm ready to tear down the walls. God says, this workshop, we're going to tear them down. And that's it. Is this going to be an overnight thing? No, it's not. That's why we're going to have workshops in strategic cities every year, annually, because I want to follow up. How is a little so-and-so doing? I noticed so-and-so came to my workshop in 2015. How is he doing in 2016? We're going to make this into a cohort. God says we're going to travel around telling people about it. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. We focus so much, right, on things, but we do not focus on how to remove things and barriers from people's lives. And God says we are built to last, we will survive, and he will give us our second wind that we need. And it's very symbolic because God says that he can give us our second wind, as in W-I-N, or our second wind, as in W-I-N-D. Right? There's always another chance to life because we're built to last. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you've learned something new and you've obtained some insight as to how this particular workshop will be. Every time I get on here, the Lord is going to give me something to give to you. I want you to hold on to it and I want you to remember it, because I'm coaching you and I'm preparing you for the real thing. We're going to have a conference. The Lord spoke only have 4 hours with you, right? And actually, with everyone, I will have an hour, the general session. Then we're going to split up. Okay, so I want you to really be ready for this particular conference. We're bringing in some great people, but I'm telling you, the Lord has some things in store. Okay, so this concludes our Built to Last, I Will Survive, God Has Given Me a Second Wind segment. I would like to give you a few announcements. Please continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, authors, writers, actors, actress, media, radio personalities, and positive community leaders. Please connect with AlfredaLove at ALFREDALOVE or EMOENYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, just know that a spiritual guide on the go is online at Follis.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com, and Bookworld, that's BookWhirl.com. Please note that that particular spiritual guide on the go is online. In addition to that, just please make sure that you're praying for 205 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you mark your calendars for October 17th and 18th, as Ms. Oprah Winfrey will be in Houston, Texas. We want to welcome her to Houston, Texas. I'm going to get as much coverage as possible because I want to share it on my ministry and I want to put it in my repertoire so that individuals can see that these conferences that people are bringing are just phenomenal. Okay, and I want you to experience it as well. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray one for another. Make sure that you continue to uplift and empower your children. Make sure, you know, as I said before, I have a couple of tips for our youth. Make sure you put them to bed on time. Make sure that you are communicating with them and speaking to them on a daily basis, especially our young children. Also, make sure that we practice patience with our children and make sure that we are being positive role models. Make sure that they're doing their work, they're reading. Make sure that they're proving their work. Make sure that they're communicating. Let them know the purpose of going to school. Let them know that when they ride the bus or buses, let them know that they are to sit down quietly, and because that's a safety issue. It's just like riding in your car. Please let them know that. And this is nationwide. In addition to that, make sure that we continue to instill respect in them and let them know that they must be respectful to all adults, you know, and let them know that they're representing you, you know, when they come out. When we come out in public, you know, we almost have a brand, you know. They say, oh, that's that love lady right there, you know, because that's my name, you know. And so we need to make sure that when we send our children out in the world or to different places, that they are representing us well. And that goes with what the Lord spoke, that training starts at home, right? And if we need more teaching and parental skills, we need to approach God and we need to go to God and tell God, Lord, I need help, right? Because it's very important to receive an education, right? And when you receive education, or when your child receives one, they can be successful. So it's very, very important. Very important. Okay? I'm just excited tonight, and I want you to join me later on. I will let you know who will come on the ministry. I want you to catch up on some of the shows. On tomorrow, we do not have anyone scheduled. But I want you, that'll be a day for you to catch up on the different shows and ministries. Please make sure you view the Liz Black interview as well as Judge Maybelline, because those were powerful interviews. And just also make sure you continue to stay connected with me. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. My web address is alfredaemonyalove.com. Please be sure to visit that particular website because I'm adding, I'm updating, but it's a daily process. So please make sure you continue to look at that. In addition to that, just make sure that you know you love yourself and that you take out time and you rest and make sure that you just understand that God loves you. I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the best thing that has ever happened to me. And so I just want you to know that God loves you. And just get closer unto him. And if someone asks you with a big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry in Belle Meade, Texas.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.